Miles Simmons here at the 2018 NFL Combine with NFL Network's Andrew Siciliano, also does Rams play-by-play in the preseason. Andrew, first thing I'll start you off with is how much do you think the Rams exceeded expectations in 17?
It depends, you know, what we think Sean's actual expectation was coming in. I would say, look, to go obviously from the drought that team had had for so long, to Miles, you were there, to packing the Coliseum, right? Just what a difference the year makes for a playoff game. And go back to the previous December and then go to this December and this January and to see the Coliseum pack like it was, to have a game, obviously in retrospect, that was a winnable playoff game. You could only imagine what those next steps towards Minneapolis and the Super Bowl would have gone like if they had won the game, but they didn't. But the building block is there. The foundation is there. McVay talks all the time about the process, and not to take it from the 76ers, but to build this program. And clearly, that was a huge step this past year.
I think the Rams played so well, and specifically Jared Goff played so well, that now the bar has been raised. Where do you think this team can go next?
Well, I mean, you go at least one step beyond what you had last year, but they don't want it one step beyond. They don't want to make it from the wild card round to the divisional round. They want to make it from the divisional round with a bye to the conference championship round and then potentially the Super Bowl at Atlanta. It is not unreasonable. I don't want like a front page of the website here. Siciliano says they go to the Super Bowl next year. That's not what I'm saying, but this is a playoff team. And all the teams that made the postseason last year legitimately look at this coming season as they want to end it in Atlanta. That has to be the expectation. And not just the playoff teams, but everyone outside of the playoffs. When the Rams were one of eight teams, 8 out of 12 last year, that made the postseason that had not been in 2016. The flip side of that is you don't want to be the team that takes a step backwards. You don't want to be the team that rests on your laurels and you get complacent. And clearly, I think the last week we've shown that the Rams are not resting on their laurels and they're keeping their foot on the gas, and that only speaks to good things next year.
So now we are here at the Combine, obviously looking at the incoming class. Rams pick number 23 in the first round. Where do you think they might look?
I mean, April 26th is a long way away. I would say this is just another step on the path to the draft, as we call it. Teams know, I think, what they think of a lot of these guys, but once they get them in here, you do the interviews, the height, the weight, all that thing, you see them run, you see them lift, and you get a far different idea. They are in no way done evaluating. I think we could agree they're not going to take a quarterback at 23. They're unlikely to take a running back at 23. There's no way they're taking a kicker or a punter at 23. Beyond that, edge rusher, certainly. I don't think O-line is out of the question in any way, shape, or form, considering age at some position. Certainly the age, though, were the rocks on that line last year. I don't think D-line is certainly out of the question at all, nor secondary, for that matter. But I think guys that can run and chase the quarterback are always in high demand.
Absolutely, especially in this league right now. Okay, who are maybe two or three guys that you are looking forward to seeing the most this week at the Combine?
Oh, that's a good one. Love Saquon Barkley. I'm kind of disappointed Sam Darnold's not throwing. I get it. There have been plenty of quarterbacks who've had great careers and take it high in the NFL that did not throw here in Indianapolis. He'll throw at SC coming up in a couple of weeks. I want to see Josh Rosen spin the football. For me, it's always about Saturday and the quarterbacks. I want to see who the next quarterback is beyond the big 4 to 6. And those top six guys. Like at the Senior Bowl, Kyle Lauletta coming out of Richmond. You know, he doesn't look 6'2", but he's 6'2". Mm-hmm. And there's a guy, or Kirk Benker out of Virginia. The second group of quarterbacks beyond the guys that the shiny objects that I know everyone knows about, because those are the guys when you look around the league that win games, and those are the guys that get teams to playoffs. You don't necessarily always have to have the number one pick, but for the Rams, it did work out at quarterback to lead you.
All right. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. And fans, for more on our content from the 2018 Combine, keep it locked to therams.com.